Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegro Wood called The AI Job Myth That's Costing You Your Best People. And it opens with a number that I think most people will find surprising.
Go on.
7%. Of all the recent layoffs that generated AI panic headlines, only around 7% were directly and verifiably caused by AI.
So what is the other 93%?
AI washing. Companies that overhired, had a bad quarter, or failed competitively, then dressed the restructuring up in AI language. Saying you are preparing for an AI-powered future sounds better on a press release than admitting the business ran too hot.
I can absolutely see why they do it.
And there is a study in the article that backs this up. 90% of C-suite executives across major organizations report that AI has had no measurable impact on employment at their companies.
That is the overwhelming majority.
Exactly. So if the automation threat is being vastly overstated, what is the actual danger here?
Your best people leaving.
Quietly, professionally, and permanently. Not because a machine took their job, because a competitor down the road is actively preparing their team for an AI-enabled future, and you are not.
Brett has a specific example in the article.
A client in engineering lost their two top project managers within 6 weeks of each other. Not over pay, not over culture. A competitor was running workshops on AI in construction management, giving people tools, a clear vision, a concrete path forward. The client was still talking about doing something.
And the best people know the difference between talking and doing.
Every time. The article puts it plainly. Fear creates exit plans, and silence from leadership accelerates them.
There is a subtler angle in the article that I think most owners completely miss.
The entry-level erosion.
Right. AI absorbs routine, process-driven work well. And those routine tasks have historically been how junior employees learn the craft. You do the foundational grind, you build a ground-up understanding of how things actually work. Remove those roles, and you remove the training ground.
Brett uses a sports analogy. No championship club dismantles its youth academy to cut wages. Raw talent needs somewhere to develop. Automate the foundational work without replacing that developmental experience, and you quietly cut the pipeline of people who will one day run your business.
You save a few quid on salaries today and lose your leadership bench in 5 years.
That is the real cost, and almost nobody is talking about it.
What does the World Economic Forum actually say, though? Because I've seen that figure cited a lot.
The WEF projects that AI will help create approximately 170 million net new roles by 2030, a net gain. The number of roles created is projected to significantly outstrip the number displaced.
And job postings are already reflecting that?
Since 2020, job postings requiring AI skills have risen by 134%. Demand is expanding rapidly, and this is still the early phase.
The spreadsheet comparison in the article is a good one.
It really is. The spreadsheet did not kill accounting. It eliminated manual ledger keeping and freed accountants to become strategic advisors. AI does the same thing across every industry, just faster and at far greater scale. The profession evolves. It does not disappear.
So the question for a business owner is not, will AI take my people's jobs? It is, am I giving my people a reason to stay and grow with me through this, with you?
That is exactly it. Brett's frame is amplification, not replacement. The goal is to make your people more capable and more creative than they could have been working alone.
So what does an owner actually do with this?
5 things. Have the conversation first. Call a team meeting, address the AI concerns directly. Do not let silence do the damage. Audit your entry-level structure. If AI is absorbing foundational tasks, ask where a new hire actually learns the craft now. Commit to one upskilling initiative. Redesign at least one role to work alongside AI, and drop the AI washing.
My one action this week, just have the conversation. You do not need a complete strategy first. Sit your team down and say, here is what we are thinking. The people worth keeping will respect you for it.
Mine is the entry-level audit. Go look at where your junior staff are actually learning the craft right now. If AI has already absorbed most of that work, you need a deliberate plan, not just good intentions. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this mapped for your own business, there is a free AI audit you can book there too. It's a direct conversation with Brett about where AI can augment your team without cutting the capability that keeps your business running. Good stuff. See you next time.